Pleased to be joined as part of our post-game coverage by the head coach of the Bulldogs, Brian Neeson. And coach, knew it was going to be a challenge here tonight against the Tigers, but your team never gave up in this game, continued to battle back and got within single digits a couple times before the Tigers started to really amp things up again. What you noticed in tonight's matchup?
Yeah, we didn't start out great, but I mean, South Hardin played really good basketball right away. I thought they were super aggressive right away. I thought they got what they wanted at the rim. I told their coach that their interior passing's really good. They get it to that 7 or 8 foot mark, and then they really look for each other and pass fake and find a way to get it to their guys. And yet they came out and they played really good. And I thought we settled for some jumpers early and had some live ball turnovers. But then, yeah, our guys, it wasn't looking good. It was about 27-7, and then we started doing some good things. So, yeah, we didn't give up, but it was a rough start.
And your team adjusted nicely. I noticed from up here conversations in the huddle on how to break the full court press. Your team adjusted nicely to that so the offense could start to battle back in this game.
Yeah, that's a half-court trap we hadn't seen this year. I hadn't seen them run it the games I watched them on huddle. But, yeah, we just we put three guys at half-court instead of two. And then just, I mean, when we get it to Brady somewhere, he sees the floor so well. So we figured get it to him, and then we got some longer passes to the rim where we got some layups. But, yeah, we settled in there after we figured out what they were trying to do to us.
What a night for Brady Haar. He had 28 on Tuesday. I had him with 26 here tonight, just too short of that, 2 points short of that performance on Tuesday. But another solid game for him when your team needed that extra burst on the offensive end.
Yeah, we obviously go through him. And, you know, he posted up strong a lot tonight. And our guards did a good job getting it to him. You know, I feel like we can get it to him more. But, yeah, he posted up really well. And, I mean, they have a really good post defender, too, in the Wheeler kid. So, I mean, he's going up against a good guy in there. But, yeah, another great offensive night for Brady.
Having this game be the leadoff to a back-to-back as you play Algona tomorrow, not easy to have a quick turnaround like that. What it looks like for your team getting ready for tomorrow's game as you jump right back into NCC play, long road trip out to face the other Bulldogs here in the NCC.
I think we'll just practice when we get home at midnight. I'm sure everybody will be fine with that. No, these guys are young, and, you know, we know Algona. Algona knows us, but, you know, let's just go play. It's that point in the season where, you know, we kind of figure out what we are as a team. Let's just go play hard and play together and see what happens.
Final thoughts, Coach, is a really good effort from your team here tonight against a team that brings traps, really likes to get out and run with their transition game. A lot of those layups in transition off the pressure they create, but your team never gave up in this game, continued to battle to the finish.
Yeah, like I told our guys, we did some really good things. We got to be more consistent. They know that. You got to play 32 minutes. When you have a couple bad stretches in there, it's going to be hard against a good team, and South Hardin's a good team.
Well, Coach, I'll see you tomorrow in Algona for your matchup against the Algona Bulldogs. Best of luck to you as you get ready for that matchup. Quick turnaround, and thanks for the time joining us postgame.
Hey, thanks for having me. Go Bulldogs.